ערב שבת שלום רבותיי, פרשת ויצא. So we're only a week and change away from Chanukah, by the way. I don't know if you realize that. So, Gishma Kamayis says, Be'ezat Hashem, Chanukah should bring with it Sason v'Simcha, Ora, right? Ora, you know, light and happiness to the Yehudim, Be'ezat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today's Yud Aleph, 11th of Kislev. Yeah. So, Be'ezat Hashem. Parashat Ve'yetzeh is a parashah that we can speak about so many things. It's one of the hardest parashiyot in the Torah to read, by the way, because it has no parashiyot, which means it's continuous. From the beginning, there's no breaks in the parashah, of parashah Ptucha, parashah Stuma. It goes from beginning to end. It's just one continuous paragraph, basically. Huh? Nekudim, Akudim, Utluim, Uvrudim, yeah, Liyachminna, Vayyehamna, there's a... Yeah, it's a anybody reading who's reading this way? You have to this is a good parasha to practice this week's and next week's parasha is also pretty difficult. So, yeah. Tov rabotai. Listen carefully. Katuv Vaishak Yaakov Lerachel Vaisa et Kolo Vayev, notwithstanding all of the kushiyot and all of the perushim on Vaishak Yaakov Lerachel, let's put that on the side for a second. Aval, Rashi HaKadosh points out, why did Yaakov cry? A few perushim. Yeah? Why did Yaakov cry when he saw Rachel? So one perush that Rashi HaKadosh brings down, Shebacha lefi sheba biyadayim rakaniyot, sheradaf elifaz ben Esav b'mitzvat aviv lehorgo, ulfi shegadal elifaz b'chiko shel Yitzchak, mashach yado. Amar le, ma aese letzivu shel Abba, ma lo Yaakov, tol mash biyadi, ve'ani chashuv kamit. Yaakov Avinu was so excited. He's about to meet his Basher. He waited so many years. He knew Beruach HaKodesh that he was supposed to meet Rachel. And everybody knows, you ask anybody who's courting, especially B'Kedusha V'Tahorah. So courting means like dating. You meet your Kala for the first time and you each know that you're going to get married. Such a happy time, such an important time. And you want to give her matanot, right? Eliezer Eved Avraham, when he found the right shidduch for Yitzchak Ma'asana, immediately he gave her jewelry, and Zachin, and whatever. Yeah, so he says, he bought a little bit from Effie, he bought a little bit from Levian. No, so he says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to everybody. So now, Miskin Yaakov Avinu, he was on the way to Rachel, and took all sorts of stuff from home, from Eretz Yisrael, when he went to Padan Aram, he was preparing to give her mikol tuv sheba onam, like was given for his father. He took jewelry and all sorts of wonderful things. And then what? Elifaz, achamor hazeh, ba, yeah. What happened? He comes and he says, you know, Uncle Yaakov, I love you, but I have to kill you. Mani aseh, my father told me to track you down and kill you. So the only problem was that Esav had an internal dilemma. Why? On the one hand, his father tells him to kill. On the other hand, Eliphaz was raised by Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu was Amud HaGvura, you know, strict adherence to the Torah Kedosha. So Eliphaz was in a quandary. And it's like a funny conversation. It says, Uncle Yaakov, I don't want to kill you, but I have to kill you. But I can't kill you. So what do I do? Help me out here. I got to kill you, but I can't. So tell me what to do. Yaakov says, don't worry, my dear nephew. Take all my money. Rob me. He'ani, chashuv kamit. So what? You did what your father told me. What your father told you. You did kibud av, and then you left me alone. Akol beseder. And then he came to Rachel, empty-handed miskin. He didn't have anything to give her. He'd bayesh. So therefore, he cried. Yeah? What are you saying?
How is it to put on my end? Person's father doesn't kill someone.
Zop the Sichot Musar says, Rav Chaim Alevi Shmulevet Zechet Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha. Ezek Gadol Batura, Yeshiva the Mir Yeshiva. And he says, Alav Shalom, Ezek Gaon Gadol. He says, look at what the Torah is trying to teach us here. You see this guy, in the name of Kibud Avaim, he's coming to try to kill somebody. But on the other hand, he was raised by Yitzchak, so he doesn't know what to do. Is it really a shaila in your mind? Are you serious that you're even having this conversation? you're having this dilemma to kill or not to kill. What are you talking about? You crazy? Elama. He says you can. This is what he calls ha'or v'achoshech shebetoch ha'adam. People are full of contradictions, of hypocrisy. You can, a person can be, and so much so, everybody knows, ish imo v'aviv tirao v'chabetotai tishmoru, sheim aviv omer lo lechalel shabbat, lo yishma'lo, she'ata v'hu chayavim b'chvodi. Everybody knows that. Even a school child knows if father tells you to go kill, to go v'mechalel shabbat, v'chule, of course you don't listen. So what's your hava amina, right? Elifaz, yeah, evin mashu. So he had a salkada'at hachamina here. He had a hava amina. What was that? You know what the hava amina is? Tchunot ha-nefesh. If you look at the way a person's psyche and a person's behavior is, we're all in one big blob. We're a mixture of light and darkness. And sometimes the correct path between them becomes very, very difficult to discern. Yechapli's saying, it's a huge varga. He says, there's a pasuk in the Navi Hoshea. We say it by Haftarat Shuvah, Shuvah Yisrael. How many times a year do we say Haftarat Shuvah Yisrael? Twice. One is Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat before Yom Kippur. One more time. Close. Mincha Shel Tish'a Be'av. By Mincha Shel Tish'a Be'av, we say the same thing. Minhag Asferadim. Minhag Ashkenazim, by Mincha Shel Tish'a Be'av, what do they say? Motzeloi Kira'u, Yisrei Koroi. Is a Navi Zeh? Yishaya. Is a Navi Yishaya. So anyway, if I know. So, he's good. You see, he can lead. It's the product of Kavna Koil. So he says, Kaha. So he says, that's right. Anyway, אבל מכל מקום רבותיי, כתוב בנביא הושע, כי ישרים דרכי אדוני, וצדיקים ילכו בם, ופושעים ייכשלו בם. Which means, the path of Hashem is straight. The tzaddikim will walk in it, and the posheim, those who want to pervert it, will fall in it, will falter in it. Rabotai, I ask you, what does that mean? Bepashtut says the Sichot Musar, from the same Torah. The laws of the Torah are straight. You want to pervert the laws of the Torah, you're going to fall hard. The Torah says, Kibud avayim, leman yaruch yamecha, yeah? Unbelievable, you're going to have a long life. Hey, one second. A person wants to pervert, says, Kibud avayim, I got to kill you. Mazik, Kibud avayim, I got to be mechalel Shabbat. That was Eliphaz. You can follow the Torah and live. You can pervert the Torah, and who knows where you're going to go. There's a similar Gemara in Shabbat of Pechet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, "Lemaiminim ba sama dechaye, velemasmilim ba sama demota." The Torah, for those who take it to the right, which means in the correct path, it becomes a potion of life. It gives you life. It's an elixir. But for those who take it to the left, to the wrong direction, it becomes the deadliest of poisons. The Torah can become a poison. You take it, you die. How is that? If you pervert it. Rashi HaKadosh says, what's lamas milimba? Says Rashi, maiminimba she'oskimba b'chol kocham ke'adam ha'oseh b'yamin she'eikar. Maiminim means you're doing it the right way, you're doing it eikar. So, by conversely, what does masmilim mean? What does the left mean? Not b'chol kocham. You're like, you treat the Torah not like Torah Chaim. You don't make it eikar, you make it tafel. You make it a subject. You make it a course study. Yeah? Bible study. What's a Bible study? The Torah is mamash. It's every breath of life. Can you imagine for a second? I tell people this all the time. Think about, just, I want you to imagine, put on your 3D or 4D goggles, and imagine your life without Torah, without Tefillah, without Shabbat Kodesh. Imagine, what would your life look like? Garnished. Mamash klum. Mayishlam bachutz. What do they have? What's people's life outside without these elements? Eating, drinking, sleeping, working, repeat. Right? It's like a CD. You push repeat, and that's what it is. Kumo behema mamash. Right? Every same, you ask a cow, you content with your life? Ask the cow, are you content? What's he going to tell you? Right? Anyway. Yeah, of course he's content. Why? Because he's a cow. Yes, the chamor. Is he content? Yeah, he's a chamor. Of course he's going to be content. It's not a life. A person to'amea chayim zachu. Ta'amor u kitov Hashem. You taste a little bit. You taste a little Torah. Tefillah. Shabbat Kodesh. Torah mitzvot. Teriyag mitzvot. You understand? Em klum blizim. That's what happens when a person treats the Torah not as ikar, he becomes what? Na'asa sama mavet. Rabotai, you ever ask yourself, Eliphaz, he wasn't the greatest fellow. But you know his son was even a worse fellow. Eliphaz, who did he bear? Who was the son of Eliphaz? Amalek Arasha. Machoim chayet zikr Amalek mitachat ha-shamayim. En ha-kiseh shalem, en ha-shem shalem, ad shim machez zara'ol shel Amalek. The worst nation on the face of the earth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bechol ha-dorot, destroy him until which time that Amalek is destroyed. In Hashem Shalem, in Kiseh Shalem, is Amalek. Why should Amalek come out of Eliphaz? Why dafka him? Eliphaz, at least he had some background. He went to Yeshiva, Eliphaz. Who's Yeshiva? Yitzchak Avinu. Why should Eliphaz come out of him? Rabotai, Shana Ufiresh Garua Mikulam. There is no greater, there's nothing, no one worse than what? Right, Ryan, what is Shana Ufiresh?
Yeah, he learned and went off from there.
He learned, he knows, he practiced, and then he went off. Zei Kabel Makotu. Why? Eliphaz, that's exactly this guy, Masmilim, the person who takes the Torah and perverts it. He knows it and he just perverts the Torah. Eliphaz, ya hamorata. Yeah, you learned in Yitzchak Avinu's yeshiva. What do you mean? You have a hava mina to kill your uncle? You crazy? That's why it becomes a samamavit. And that samamavit, that poison became whom? That poison became Amalek Arasha. That's what happened to him. It's a terrible thing. And that's where it came. Dafka him. Not from a person that never went to yeshiva. Not from ignorant guy. From a guy that went to yeshiva and perverted the Torah. He made all sorts of course studies out of it. The product, the byproduct of that is Amalek. Welcome. Now he says, Rabotai, the Sichas Musar ends off with a beautiful verse. We know the very first mishpat, the very first judgment that Shlomo HaMelech had was what? Remember? With the two mothers? The baby with the two mothers. Yeah, oh, yeah. Shlomo HaMelech, his chokhmah spread everywhere as a result of that story. Think about for a second the psychology of the story says, why was the fake mother, the mother whose baby really died, why was she so desperate to kidnap the other kid? Why? You know why? We spoke about this yesterday in the Musar Shmuz that we had yesterday, the Mikhtav Meliyahu, that a person's greatest wish in this world is to be metiv le'acherim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metiv imanu, just like Hashem does good with us. Our nature is to want to do good to others. She had that wish. There was a burning desire. And if she didn't have that, that's why. The Gemara Nedarim says, Arba'a chashuvim kamit, which is what Yaakov Avinu actually told Eliphaz. Poor man. Who else is chashuv kamit? Skin. Yishein lo banim, barren person. So she, no matter what, she's going to kidnap this kid so she can give it to him. Says the Sichas Musar on the other side, I have a question. What does that even mean? On the other hand, you're going to, you know that this is not your biological child. And you're going to have to live with the knowledge that you kidnapped this kid away from its rightful mother until the day you die. How are you able to live with that? Why? Because I want to give. I want to give. You want to give? You kidnapped the kid for that? Are you crazy? Elama Pshat says the Sichot Musa. Yes? Okay. Anyway, Bekitzur says the Sichot Musar, that's exactly what we see from Eliphaz. Sometimes the line between Or and Choshech can become very blurred. And if you don't learn Torah, and you don't learn Musar, and especially if you don't have a Rebbe, those lines will get blurred. You will fall. You will make a mistake and think you're doing, right? You become Robin Hood. Right? I'm doing the greatest mitzvah. I steal from the rich and give to the poor. I'm tzaddik yisod olam. Chamor yisod olam. Why? Why? That's exactly the point. Without Torah and mitzvot, you can become a Robin Hood. That's exactly what happened with Eliphaz. And that's what happened with the imam. I'm going to give, I'm going to give. You're going to give, but you're a kidnapper. You're going to make a woman who's the rightful mother die mirov tzar. And you're willing to do that. That's the orm and the choshech betocha adam. You got to have the Torah to straighten you out. You got to have the musar to straighten you out. You got to have a Rebbe who teaches you the Torah, emet la amita shel Torah, to be able to get that and to be able to make sure that the lines between Or and Choshech never get skewed. Rabotai, it's been a pleasure. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Burach. And we'll see you next week.